Proclamation number 6259 of 16th of May, 1955. Beholding face to face. And eternally my name will resound in the world of blessed spirits. Eternally my ray of love will strike them. Eternally my word will resound and my will be their will. Eternally their love for me will glow and find fulfillment in my love. I will be their father and they my children. This is the aim I have set for myself from the beginning and which I will also achieve, albeit in an infinitely long time. For me the longest time is like a moment, for I am from eternity and will be for eternity. You are immeasurably tiny compared to my all-filling deity, yet even the tiniest is my bliss, for it emerged from me and thus is the same in its fundamental substance as Roman I, and therefore it will never need to do without my love, even if it is still at the farthest distance from me. Even if it is still infinitely far behind and has no access to the world of light, I will nevertheless look after it, only to an extent which is bearable for its state. But one day even the most distant will be accepted into my kingdom of light, one day it will join in the hymn of praise of the blessed hosts, it will be radiated through by my love and likewise be inconceivably blissful, and it will long for me with all its love and my nearness will be certain for it. But the being has passed through countless spheres since its departure from me, and it will still pass through countless spheres until it is so close to me that it will be able to behold me face to face in praise. For this requires a degree of maturity which allows my closest proximity, because the being would have to pass away if my illumination of love were to affect it in a state which is not yet perfect. Which is why an ever-increasing bliss must first so completely spiritualize the being that it can always come closer to me without passing away. No description of this state can be given to you humans, for you still live in a sphere where it is exceedingly dark, even if a light from above gives you enlightenment. You are still far away from complete spiritualization and therefore also still far away from me. I can certainly send you a ray of love, but you would not yet be receptive for a greater abundance of my love. This is why I still hold back with my strength of love so as not to harm you, but I do everything to reduce your resistance to me. Because I also want to have you one day where your exit was. With me myself, your God and Father from eternity. I do not renounce you because you are the same as me and irrefutably belong to me, but I do not draw you to me prematurely, for then your being would be endangered, the imperfect would be consumed by my strength of love, it would have ceased to be. Provided that my love would be limited and would not protect the spiritual from complete perishing through and wisely radiating through during a still imperfect state. Love, wisdom and omnipotence is my nature, and love, wisdom and omnipotence strive towards the deification of the created as their aim. And love and wisdom accomplish everything. Because omnipotence is to be where love is, for this is effective strength. Only a love-filled being can endure my presence in the kingdom of the blessed spirits without passing away, for now it has become like me and can behold me face to face. Amen.